You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Some 55,000 vehicles travel the Western Hills Viaduct daily, but the aging half-mile span has almost reached the end of its design life. Planning is underway to replace the busy viaduct. A recently completed engineering study calls for building a new double-deck structure alongside the current one in order to keep the span open during construction. Hamilton County Engineer Ted Hubbard says it would also maintain access to Spring Grove Avenue, Central Parkway, and I-75.
We've got a lot of folks that have a stake in it. The railroad interests have a stake. ODOT has a stake in it. Hamilton County, the City of Cincinnati. The costs, though, to deliver a project that we've been talking about is going to be It's approaching $280 million.
A stakeholder meeting is being arranged for next week, but there's not yet a timeline on the project. And here's a fun fact. The viaduct was built in the early 1930s as part of the Union Terminal project. That's why its architecture is similar to the iconic structure. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.